Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
.405 Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. It is Friday Eve, and that is a good thing. Yes, it actually is. Now, having said that, we got a lot of stuff we're going to be dealing with. There is a decision, a verdict out of Dinwiddie, and that is about the Ivo Otieno matter. Otieno, I apologize if I'm mispronouncing. I know I'm mispronouncing it. Ivo Otieno. Security worker from the state hospital was found not guilty. That's not the only matter, as you know. There are some other folks who have been charged. And at 4:35, we've got Jason Johnson joining us from the Law Enforcement Legal Defense Fund. Because the Law Enforcement Legal Defense Fund has voted to take up the matter of one of the deputy sheriffs who is involved in all of this. We'll see how that goes. I don't know. We'll see how that goes. But again, 4:35. Dr. Keith Abel is going to be here at 5:35. Now, there's a lot of stuff that you and I clearly are dealing with, a lot of stuff that we are talking about, we have to talk about, things that are quite concerning. I should start with you. A little snippet that, I just thought was great, and I know you're gonna think it sounds a little weird, but it doesn't. At least to me, Bill Maher had Al Franken on. Now, Al Franken, you may recall, a former senator from Minnesota. Minnesota seems to produce a lot of screwballs. Al Franken, also Saturday Night Live guys. Al Franken, also a terribly failed talk show host. Do you remember Air America? Oh, what a disaster that was, right? Where there's a lot of money. Oh, make no mistake. A lot of money at Air America. And they brought in Al Franken for some reason that, boggles the mind. But Al Franken has, I guess, sort of regenerated his pseudo-career, his post-comedy career. Remember, he was kicked out of the Senate. What was it? He was groping a woman. And it was an old photo. I remember this now. There was a woman who had fallen asleep on a flight somewhere. Maybe it was a USO tour, something like that. Don't quote me on that, but I do recall the photo, and he's making like a goofy face like he's going to grope her. I don't know that he did or not, but that was enough. That was enough, and it was very much during that whole Me Too movement. So he's gone, but I guess he's trying to come back. So long story short, I know I'm just making it longer, but he's on with Bill Maher, and it is priceless. This exchange is priceless. Cut number three.
Chinese TVs, okay? Why don't we say cars, because that's what we're actually doing under the Biden administration.
Okay.
100% tariffs on Chinese cars. Why doesn't it not work only for Republicans? I don't get it, because this is what Biden is doing.
I just want to get the concept of what a tariff is. I'm going to use a different example. I'm going to use televisions, okay? Let's say, according to Trump, China pays the tariff. China doesn't pay the tariff.
But let's say it's cars.
Yes, let's say.
Why doesn't it work the same way? Why isn't it a bad idea when the Democrats are doing it? We have to protect our own makers here.
Well, in that case, damn it, Biden's wrong.
There you go. Was that so hard? Let's not play team sports.
Wow. I know Bill Maher's a lot of things. I know. Let me tell you something. Bill Maher is actually calling out the leftists. Now, you notice I didn't say the liberals. Because Bill Maher will tell you to this day, he's still a liberal. He's still a classic liberal. He's absolutely, totally, thoroughly disgusted with the Democrats because they have left liberalism behind. They have. Liberalism behind and embraced this extremist ideology. It's just awful. And he knows that if you are standing with the people who hate the Jews, that's probably not a good thing to do. If you are standing with these pro-terrorists who are getting ready just 4 days from now to hold events all over the country. Oh, October the 7th is going to be a major day for all the wrong reasons in a lot of places. You and I probably thinking, October the 7th, the one-year anniversary of these, the savages invading Israel and slaughtering. They weren't fighting them. They were slaughtering people. It's 1 year. I mean, it's amazing to think it's a year ago. There's still hostages being held. Our biggest, strongest, most direct Richmond connection was Hirsch. And we know that he was maimed, he was kidnapped, and he was murdered at the hands of these terrorists shortly before he probably would have been rescued by the IDF. It's horrific. I hope that this doesn't fade out of memory, the idea that there are still so many people being held hostage in Gaza. Now, everybody wants to beat up on Bibi Netanyahu, it seems, starting with Joe Biden and Kamala Harris, or Kamala Harris and Joe Biden, whichever way you want to slice it. Joe Biden says even though Iran just launched 200 missiles at Israel, Israel should not hit the Iranian nuclear facilities. Why? Why would you not hit the nuclear facilities? If they are able to launch the hypersonic missiles, which they did, and we know that they are less than a year away from being able to have nuclear missiles that will hit anywhere in the Middle East. I mean, you can continue to hate the Jews if you want and still say, gosh, we don't want Iran to have nuclear missiles, do we? If you're in Jordan, wouldn't you be concerned? If you're in Egypt, wouldn't you be concerned? Saudi Arabia? I mean, Qatar might be the only place that goes, eh, what are you going to do? Abu Dhabi? Dubai? I mean, I can keep going down the list if you want, but you get what I'm saying, right? Bibi Netanyahu, I've said it before, I say it again, Bibi Netanyahu understands that the survival of the Jewish people now rests on his shoulders. And he is not, under any circumstances, going to do anything less, offer anything less than 100% in his efforts to keep the Jewish people alive. And Joe Biden, this buffoon, says that Israel should not hit Iran's nuclear facilities. I guess one of the reasons that Joe Biden says that Israel shouldn't hit the facilities is because Joe Biden has given them billions of dollars to rebuild their program. I mean, if you think about it, that's American money right there. So, yeah, sure. 200 people dead as a result of Hurricane Helene. FEMA says, well, each of you can get $750 if you can figure out how to get to us. Oh, and by the way, that's it. We're out of money. Mayorkas today said, we're out of money. FEMA has no money. Well, maybe if you ask the 12 million illegal aliens you welcomed with open arms into the country and provided with all sorts of resources and presents and prizes, maybe you can get some money back from them. Maybe you can ask some of the cartels that now control our border, thanks to you, if they'd be willing to pony up, you know, a couple of bucks. Maybe they could write it off their taxes. Charitable contribution to the United States of America. Maybe. It's outrageous, I know. Absolutely. Absolutely outrageous. I don't know if we still got any tickets left for Politics and Pints. I'm going to ask you to do the heavy lifting on this because I don't know. But If we do, you're going to find them over at WRVA.com, WRVA.com. I hope we have a couple left, and you'll be able to grab a ticket or two and join us. It's October the 16th. Now we're like 2 weeks away at the Hopewell, the historic Beacon Theater. Now, I'm going to remind you, the whole goal of this when we put it together 5 years ago is that we keep moving it around Central Virginia. So this is actually going to be the third time in a row we're at the Beacon Theater. That leads me to believe it'll be the last time we're at the Beacon Theater for a while. So if you're in that neck of the woods, you know, Prince George, the Tri-Cities, etc., Southern Chesterfield, good time to get those tickets, WRVA.com. 415, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. 421, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. There are Americans who are perishing. There are Americans who have lost their homes. There are Americans who have absolutely no help coming to them. And we ought to care. I'm just telling you flat out, you and I ought to care. 200 people dead as a result of Hurricane Helene. That's right now. Will there be more? God, I hope not, but it's possible. And we all should be asking exactly what is being done. Where is Kamala Harris? Where is Joe Biden? Where is FEMA? Where are all of these folks? Why have they now decided that no private helicopters can go in and rescue people? How about Pete Buttigieg? Now, here's a guy who is the Secretary of Transportation, I think, because he owned a toy train set when he was a kid. Cut number four.
Our goal is to make sure that funding is no obstacle to very quickly getting people the relief that they need and deserve. There's also some safety issues that come up. For example, temporary flight restrictions to make sure that the airspace is clear for any flights or drone activity that might be involved in helping to allow those emergency responders to do their job.
Now, wait a minute. You can't have any private drones. You can't have any private helicopters. It's safety issues. Well, let's say for a second that the helicopters are safety issues. How are the drones a safety issue? I'm very serious. I'm not a drone expert. I am friendly with a number of folks who actually are leaders, and they don't call them drones, by the way, unmanned aircraft. But those folks have painted a picture of, I'm going to call them drones because most of us do, of those drones being quite useful, especially when it comes to surveillance, recon, looking at areas and seeing what's going on, flying high enough so as not to disturb anybody on the ground, and flying low enough that they're not interacting negatively with actual, you know, big planes. Seems like drones would be the perfect thing to have deployed over these disaster areas right about now. Here's why I think this administration has said we're going to ban private drones. And it pains me to say it, but I have to say it. I think they are determined that you and I are not going to see the images. Because it is such a disaster, and because they apparently are not doing what they need to do. And they are politicizing this, and it just breaks my heart. It's like the strike by the longshoremen. This is another thing that I got to tell you has been politicized. But there's another take to this on those longshoremen. Let me give you another little piece here. You may or may not have thought about it. Joe Biden today, under his powers with Taft-Hartley, could order the longshoremen back to work. He could do it today. If he does it today, then you and I get back to, you know, just the regular world and doing everything we normally do. And that would be really good for Kamala Harris. If he doesn't order them back, you and I are about to see outrageous prices and empty store shelves. Well, if Joe Biden were running for re-election, I have a feeling he would order them back. But he's not running for re-election, and he clearly hates Kamala Harris and the folks who pitched him right off the side of the cliff. I think he's not going to order them back. because he knows it negatively impacts her campaign. Oh, paybacks. Yeah. It is 425. Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. Hey, it's Jeff Katz, heard 3 to 6 on News Radio WRVA. How long will the Biden-Harris team allow the ports to remain shut? We'll talk about it tomorrow. Later today, 3:05. News Radio WRVA. Tomorrow at 3:05, another disaster for Kamala Harris. Toilet paper flying off the shelves at Costco. 3:05 today. Why doesn't Kamala Harris care about the terrible events happening as a result of the ports? You know, like Costco being out of toilet paper. All right. Damn fine carpentry. Hey, it's Jeff Katz for all of my friends over there at Damn Fine Carpentry. D-A-M, David A. Mangano. You know that these guys actually specialize in big projects. Now, for us, we're doing an entire brand new bedroom. Julia deserves a bedroom, and in all candor, Heidi and I deserve our own bedroom as well. We talked to a lot of people. We explored a lot of options, but working with Dave and the crew, we said, you are the folks for this job. And it's been a great experience thus far. If you're thinking about an addition or a remodel, maybe you've got ideas to build in an in-law suite or a brand new kitchen. I'm telling you right now, you are going to love working with Dave and the team at Damn Fine Carpentry. We got high real estate prices, high interest rates. Right now, buying a home, not the choice for most people. You love the house you're in, just like we do, and you just want to upgrade it. Do yourself a favor. Visit DamnFineCarpentry.com. Hey, it's Jeff Katz, and in honor of October, I want to talk.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
To you about something spooky. It's the side effects that so many people are experiencing from the recent weight loss medications and injections. If you've struggled with your weight loss journey, you don't have to resort to these injections or medications or surgery with potentially spooky side effects. The secret to losing the weight is Weight Loss RVA. It is quick, natural, safe, effective, and has proven benefits such as reduced risk of chronic illness, lower A1C, and increased physical and mental energy. I lost 29 pounds in just about a month with Weight Loss RVA. Most patients lose 20 to 40 pounds in about 60 days. Weight Loss RVA, not a fad, not a trend. It is a sustainable way to lose weight and keep it off long term. With Weight Loss RVA, you're going to discover the power of nourishing your body right, reviving your metabolism, and shedding persistent fat for good. Redefine the way you approach weight loss the smart, natural, effective, and not at all spooky way. For your free private weight loss consultation, visit weightlossrva.com. That's weightlossrva.com. My friends over at Chronic Care of Richmond said, Jeff, a lot of our patients have sciatica. If you have it, you know. That sharp pain from your lower back all the way down your leg, it's numb and tingly, making it hard to sit or stand for too long. Well, Chronic Care of Richmond's amazing sciatica relief special can help you kick sciatica to the curb, and it's just $97. You're going to get 2 office visits, x-rays. Sorry. Hang on a second. Sorry about it. You're going to get 2 office visits, x-rays, a detailed exam, report of findings, treatment plan, and advanced sciatica laser treatment. Life without sciatica is possible. Call Chronic Care of Richmond today or visit chroniccareofrichmond.com. All right. Sorry about that. All right. Got one last one. Hey, it's Jeff Katz. What was that? Oh, okay. plush. Hey, it's Jeff Katz. This fall, transform your yard with YardWorks exclusive Paul. Oh, they want me to say it later. Okay, do that. This fall, transform your yard with YardWorks exclusive fall packages. Hey, it's Jeff Katz, and I can tell you that YardWorks has the best quality products you need to get your yard ready for the colder months. With four different packages, you are sure to find the right solution for your yard. You can visit any of their YardWorks locations to pick you up. You can visit any of their YardWorks locations to pick up your order or have it delivered right to your yard. Visit YardWorksVA.com or call them today to place your order. That's YardWorksVA.com. YardWorks, your favorite neighbor. I always find it interesting that somebody has in a script call them and then doesn't have the phone number. Yeah. .435, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. It is a Friday Eve. I got to tell you, weather-wise, it's not bad at all. We've got some sunshine, relatively cool and comfortable temperatures, and from the looks of it, it's going to be like that for a while. That's good. I'm glad to see that. We've had enough rain for a bit. We've got a decision out of Dinwiddie County. Dinwiddie County jury has found Wavy Jones, a former security staff member at Central State Hospital, not guilty of involuntary manslaughter in the death of Ivo Otieno. You remember this case, right, from March of last year. Well, it is ongoing. There are a number of people who are part of this case, and there are seven deputy sheriffs from the Henrico County Sheriff's Office who were initially indicted on second-degree murder charges. You and I have spoken about the Law Enforcement Legal Defense Fund many, many times. Generally, our buddy Jimmy Galliano, retired supervisory special agent from the FBI, has talked about it because Jimmy sits on the board. Well, we now have a matter involving a deputy sheriff in Henrico, and I'm very happy to say that Jason Johnson, who's the president of the Law Enforcement Legal Defense Fund, is joining us to talk about that. Jason, thank you for being here.
Absolutely, Jeff. Great to be with you today.
Well, the pleasure is all ours. Give us the lay of the land. Who exactly are we talking about as far as the deputy sheriff goes, and why did Law Enforcement Legal Defense Fund say, yeah, this is a case we are going to take?
Well, Jeff, first of all, I mean, you know, like many of the cases that we get involved in that involve law enforcement officers, it's a tragedy all the way around. You know, there's a loss of life here of a man, Mr. Otieno, who obviously suffered from mental illness, was in crisis, and unfortunately died during his confinement when he was actually at Central State Hospital. As you noted, the case involves a number of sheriff's deputies. It had, you know, seven that were initially charged with murder, and then a handful of hospital workers at Central State. We were approached about potentially providing some legal defense funding for one of the deputy sheriffs involved, Kyle Sanders. And we, you know, took a very careful review of the case, looked at all of the evidence. Probably the best piece of evidence many people have seen is the video. And so the video, I think, conveys that this was a situation where the sheriff's deputies and the hospital workers are doing the very best they can with a man who was in crisis, who was very strong, had been combative, had been fighting, had been resisting, and they just were trying to get the help he deserved, and unfortunately he died. And, you know, one of the big issues in the trial was the cause of death, and you know, we can get into that, but there was some competing testimony about whether it was something called positional restraint asphyxia or whether it was a heart attack. And I think, in light of the jury's verdict, that we don't know the details of why they acquitted this hospital worker, but it very well may have been the cause of death, as well as some of the other evidence that really showed law enforcement acting in good faith and really doing the best they can.
Jason Johnson is joining us, the president of the Law Enforcement Legal Defense Fund. Jason, we've both seen video throughout the years, and I don't know about you, there have been some piece of video where I just cringed and thought, oh my God, that is wrong, or that's painful, or boy, this is going to be tough for anybody to explain, but I understand what's going on. that seems to be the case with this entire Otieno matter. There have been bits and pieces of the video that have been selectively released that have really steered people in certain directions, but it's the totality of this that you have to look at, right?
Oh, absolutely. And I would even say, you know, I do sometimes see videos, even from my perspective, where I see law enforcement interacting with someone in a way that I don't think is good. Either it's just going to be difficult to explain, or frankly, in some cases, I would say few cases, but some cases where it's just outright wrong. This is not one of those cases. What you don't see on the videos, you don't see any officer use force on Mr. Otieno. There's no striking, kicking, punching, or anything like that. You really don't even see anyone applying weight to him in terms of like putting a knee on top of him. And that is something that law enforcement officers know can lead to positional restraint asphyxia. Mm-hmm. And even Mr. Otieno's body position is very hard to discern from looking at the video. And I understand there was testimony in this case that he actually was not prone, as alleged by the Commonwealth. So, all in all, this case is a little bit of a head-scratcher for me. I think there was a rush to judgment. I think the then-Commonwealth's attorney felt an incredible amount of pressure. You know, Ben Crump flying to town, riling up the media. It was a national media story. Yep. And that kind of pressure on a prosecutor can result in charges that should never have been brought. And I think that's what we have in this case. And as your listeners probably know, and as I know you know, Jeff, the Commonwealth attorney at the time then resigned and left the country. And we're two prosecutors later now, so things have changed quite a bit in this case.
And I think one of the things we should point out, and it's certainly no offense to the fine people in Dinwiddie County, but it is a relatively small county in terms of population. It's not a CA's office that sees cases like this on a regular basis, and you put that together with, as you point out, Ben Crump parachuting into town. All of a sudden, this is a national issue. There are racial overtones. There's all, and I personally believe that the CA charged incorrectly, overcharged at the very least. So where are we today? We know, because Jimmy Galliano is a frequent guest on this program, Jason, that Law Enforcement Legal Defense Fund does not take every case. You get a lot of people asking or requesting some sort of assistance, and you review it and say, no, we're not taking that because we think you are in the wrong, or because it just doesn't sit right. You looked at this with, is it one deputy sheriff that reached out? Is it all the deputy sheriffs? And you said, yeah, we're going to take this case.
Yeah, so Deputy Kyle Sanders is the deputy that we are supporting his legal defense. He's one of now two deputies that remain charged in the case, and we've been going back and forth with Deputy Sanders, his legal counsel, and so forth over the last number of months. What we hope will happen, since your question is what happens now, is what we really hope will happen is the Commonwealth's attorney will take another look at this case. They've now got a jury verdict acquitting the first defendant. And, you know, the evidence is going to be the same for defendant number two and defendant number three. If you watch the video, there's really no conduct in the video that distinguishes one defendant from the other. In fact, there's really no conduct that distinguishes the current defendants from the initial defendants. So, I mean, there's a question about how did they decide who to remain the remaining charges against. It's really hard to tell by looking at the evidence. What we hope is that they'll take a very close look at this, and I think they will. And they'll determine that this is not a criminal case, and none of the two remaining deputies, their cases should not proceed to trial, and we should move on with the understanding that it's not a criminal matter. This was, if anything, there's always potential to learn and improve from any incident, and this is no different. And we have to look objectively at these cases, and if we can get better, if law enforcement can get better, it should. But just because you get a bad outcome doesn't mean that someone should be charged with a crime and sent to prison.
Spot on. It is absolutely my opinion. You're absolutely correct, Jason. Give everybody a reminder, if you don't mind, that they can help the Law Enforcement Legal Defense Fund. We want you guys to be able to take the cases that need to be taken, the website that people can look at.
Sure, yeah. Uh, So our website is policedefense.org. Lots of information on our website, information about cases that were, you know, other cases around the country in which we're supporting law enforcement officers that we believe are wrongly charged with crimes related to their work. Also, lots of other information. We, in addition to our case defense work, we also do a lot of public advocacy on the on behalf of law enforcement. Try to tell the story of the brave men and women of law enforcement who are working hard in trying circumstances, and general criminal justice issue. We push back against local prosecutors that are, more focused on prosecuting law enforcement officers than people who are actually committing crimes. So policedefense.org is where you can find that. And then we're on all the big social media platforms like X and Facebook and Instagram. And our handle there on all three is LELDS.
And if folks are looking at it and say, look, I don't know about any of these other cases, but my local deputy here in Henrico, I'd like to help him out. Can they specify that that's the case they're looking to support?
If they want to do that, we'd have to ask them to mail. If you go to the website, we're able to take donations through the website, and they can indicate. Yeah, they can indicate which officer they prefer to support. But if they send us a donation through the mail, we can handle that specifically. If they just send us a note to which case that they like it to go, in this case, to support Deputy Sanders.
Okay, so easiest thing, though, policedefense.org, policedefense.org. If you do want to mail a check, you'll find the mailing address there. If you just want to do it online, you can do it there. Jason, thank you for doing what you do at Law Enforcement Legal Defense Fund, and I appreciate you making some time for us today.
Absolutely. Pleasure to be here. Tell Jimmy I said hi if I don't talk to him before the next time he joins you.
You bet. Thank you so much. That is Jason Johnson. He is the president of the Law Enforcement Legal Defense Fund. This is all involving that OTNO matter. And I know people who knew Ivo OTNO, thought he was a wonderful human being. I have no doubt. And there's no doubt as you look at the video that this is somebody in crisis. The question is, was there anybody involved in that? And in particular, Henrico County Deputy Sheriff Sanders doing anything wrong? And the verdict today out of Dinwiddie would indicate that the answer is no. No. It is about this question. Did Mr. Otieno die as a result of being positioned in such a way? What was his breathing obstructed? That's asphyxiation. Or was it a heart attack? Well, again, the decision out of Dinwiddie has found a former security staff member at Central State not guilty. And I would say that probably, hopefully, bodes well for the deputy sheriffs. 446, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. 452, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. It is Friday Eve. I did mention to you that I'm going to be getting lunch for Julia's classroom tomorrow, but I also want to share something with you. I got yelled at the other day. No, I did. Ms. Mitchell yelled at, she didn't raise her voice, but you know, she's a teacher. She's like a real deal teacher. You know what I mean? And yeah, so the other day I'm dropping Julia. Oh, I'm picking Julia up, rather. Miss Mitchell says to me, she says, Mr. Katz. And she always calls us Mr. Katz and Mrs. Katz, and we can't get her to call. Because, again, she's like an old school teacher, man. I mean, she's young and everything, but she's got, you know, I'm the teacher. And it's like, good. That's what Julia wants and needs. Well, maybe Julia doesn't want it. I don't know, but she needs it. So she says, Mr. Katz.
Yes.
You have to brush Julia's hair in the morning. And No, Mr. Katz. We will style it for you when she comes to go, but you have to brush it in the morning. You know, whenever Heidi is out of town, poor Julia just always winds up looking like Cindy Lou Who. Because I don't do girls' hair, mainly because I'm not a girl. And I don't know. I don't know what to do with it. And I don't know how to do it. And so I know that she's got a hair string that has like elastic in it. And I pull her hair together and I put that around there. And then, you know, what are you going to do? But Miss Mitchell told me, you have to brush your hair. Now, before you think I'm a terrible father, I had brushed her hair, which indicates to me, God, not only can I not put the poor girl's hair up to look like something other than a resident of Whoville, but apparently I do a really crappy job of brushing her hair anyway. So you know what I've been doing each morning now, just to cover my own bases? Yeah, with Ms. Mitchell, so I don't get yelled at. I've been taking the, it's like a wet detangler spray, and I spray Julia's hair all over, even though she's had a shower the night before. I spray it all over, and then I brush it and comb it so that there's no questions but that I did something. So hopefully, I will at some point ace the daughter hair competition, but I just don't think so. I really don't. I got my hair cut today. Stacy over at Waves, who does a great job. If you're looking for a great hair person in Hanover and Ashland, Stacy at Waves is absolutely the way to go. But anyway, I'm telling her this story. She says, you know, Jeff. And she will call me Jeff because she's not my teacher. She says, Jeff, do you need me to come over? Said, what do you mean? I could come over before I come into the shop. I could come over and I could do Julia's hair for you. I was like, no. But I appreciate that. That's one of the things I love about Central Virginia, people who really legitimately care about you. This evening, I'm going to share one other thing I'm going to brag about. You've heard Yael on my show many times. Yael is originally from Israel. She's a great friend long before she came on the show, but she reached out to me. She knew Heidi was out of town. She said, what are you doing for Rosh Hashanah? I said, I got house duty here. Do you know that she cooked an entire dinner? It's unbelievable. Scott, her Menshava husband, came and dropped it off last night. So just one of the many, many, many things that I absolutely love about people who are part of this program. Love my buddy John Reed in the morning. Maybe tomorrow's the day he announces he's running for lieutenant governor. I don't know, but I would join him at 6. It is 4:56. Jeff Katz, News Radio WRBA.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, 3-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.